I don't have the specificity of it. As best I can tell from a caller who had talked to me earlier this morning, there is a sign, a temporary sign, hanging on the overpass. I believe it is of, help me, where's the road where that goes to Rudder? Old Reliance?
Old Reliance.
Old Reliance. Because they're widening that.
Yes.
Because of the school. And apparently they've lit the bridge itself, but the temporary sign which is on there is asking them to possibly put a light on the sign that says what the clearance of the bridge is.
Ah.
Which,
that's always important.
Some truck drivers might like to have that information. And I don't know if anybody's seen it or want to share it with us as they drive through. But be careful. Pull over to the side of the road and tell us about it. Don't be talking while you're driving, because that's not safe to do that.
You're right.
What about Gil Mesh, guys? Have you heard about this guy? The pitcher from the Kansas City baseball team, the Royals. He's a right-handed pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
He is walking away from a $12 million contract because he doesn't think he deserves it.
What?
Yeah. He said, when I signed my contract, my main goal was to earn it. Once I started to realize I wasn't earning my money, I felt bad. I was making a crazy amount of money for not even pitching. Honestly, I didn't feel like I deserved it. I didn't want to have those feelings again. Those are all quotes. At 32, Mesh has made millions in the past, and he's got a hurt shoulder, and he says he doesn't feel like he can pitch at a level that is worth him making that kind of money. So he announced his retirement. I mean, can you imagine? Is this guy a real sports hero or what?
Now, kids, don't buy into this, okay? Remember, it's all about you. And you will be the next great star. I know you're 11, but you're going to win a Cy Young Award.
You're going to make us proud.
I know that you haven't even started middle school yet, but you're going to get a contract right out of high school. You're going to win a World Series before you turn 25. And you are my meal ticket, so don't you listen to that idiot on the radio.
In Major League Baseball, the guaranteed contract is a pretty fundamental thing. No matter how the player performs or how his body holds up, he must be paid in full. And usually an injured player reports to spring training, goes through the motions of rehab, and then collects the paycheck. Lenny Dykstra played his last season in 1996, didn't announce his retirement until after the 1998 season. They had to pay him $5.5 million. And who could forget Mo Vaughn, who's just a Boy Scout anyway?
Yeah.
Ends up making $15 million in 2004, even though his knee forced him to end his career the year before. Mesh looked at the KC Royals, said, this is not an organization that is cash rich. It'll have money pouring out of the coffers. Story says that Mesh sat down with his kids. I told him, Daddy's not going to play baseball anymore. My little girl looked at me and said, what do you mean? Daddy's been playing a long time. Daddy's shoulder hurts is what he said. So he's not going to do that. I just, I don't know what he's going to do, but congratulations.
Well, you know what? I hope that obviously he's made some salary in the past.
Right.
Hopefully he has saved it well and he can take some time off and spend it with his family.
Well,
because Lord knows through the minors and up into the majors, you don't get a lot of family time.
Well, there's a lot of people who are in that situation. So, anyhow, how about the have you heard that they are going to start cracking down on cyber attackers now? And that's the whole – that not the whole.
Yeah, because when I get on a plane, I'm worried about a cyber attacker, let me tell you.
That's part of the problem that's going on in Egypt. And, you know, we don't talk about all that kind of stuff. Folks probably know where Egypt is. I mean, our listeners know, but like down the hall, if you ask them, if
they got camels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they got camels. They got all sorts of other
things. They got pyramids.
They're at the top of the African continent, obviously, and there's been problems with Tunisia, who's kind of off to the west, and apparently this has bled over to Egypt. But one of the things that the government has done is they've disrupted the internet service, and so. Obviously, people have taken to the streets, tens of thousands, and apparently this weekend they're going to have a lot of protests as
well. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait just a gosh darn minute here, Scott.
Yeah.
Are you saying that that if there was an internet kill switch, that something like this could happen?
Well.
That if the powers that be determined that it was in the nation's best interest or in the interest of national security.
Yeah.
Because I know... I'm thankful that internet kill switch has never been discussed.
Not since, I don't think, I think it's been 2 weeks, though, Chase. I think it's been 2 weeks since they've talked
Which,
about
in the American mind, is forever.
That's right. Well, so there are some folks who may not even know that it's happened, but they have. And, in fact, in preparation for the protest, special elite counterterrorism ops forces had taken to the streets. You heard the story this morning on Fox that they're using rubber bullets on the folks over there. At least they're rubber bullets for now.
Well, and I told you, I don't mind saying this on the air, but I told you off the air, I said, you know, the optimist in me says, well, good for Egypt, good for Egyptians fighting for their rights, seemingly. You know, maybe a more democratic friendly nation will emerge, but Egypt's also been known to be one of the more stable nations in that region. The realist in me says, gosh, is this not just ripe for a Muslim fundamentalist to take over in Egypt?
Well, it's the Muslim Brotherhood, if you will. That's who they are. One of those groups over there. And obviously they go for the theocratic society. And you're right.
Yeah, they're not interested in your point of view.
It may not end well. It may not. I'm not saying it's good there, but they may be kind of wandering off into the wrong direction. So, I guess watch for that over the weekend. Really, okay. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Let's talk about what's more important, and that is
the mall.
4.5 million say they will buy a new TV for the Super Bowl. Yes, because I want to have a 52-inch flat panel on the kitchen counter. Forget that you can't open the cabinets. Yeah. Let's get that baby in there because I need to be watching
it. Well, I'm waiting on the new Sharp Retina burner to come out, and then I'm going to buy that.
I bought mine the day after Thanksgiving. I got mine already.
A new survey from the National Retail Federation predicts that by Feb 6, which is, of course, Super Bowl, when those parties are going on, there will, in fact, be 4.5 million new TVs out there for that event from today's date. Now, that's compared to 2.7 million last year. Best Buy says it is offering its best deals of the year, maybe marking as much as $1,400 off some of those higher end Sony sets.
What, those 3D TVs nobody wants?
Yeah, really. Here, you got glasses? Oh, if you don't have glasses, don't come over. Well, it's going to look funny. Yeah.
You got to bring your own glasses. Yeah. Pass the glasses, man. Yeah, you think how many times Aaron Rodgers is fuzzy? Hey, you think how many times you lose your remote? How many times are you going to lose those glasses?
You have to get the little library and chain to put around your neck.
Exactly. Yeah.
You imagine.
You got the plate in one hand, you got the beer in the, excuse me, the beverage in the other, and so, what are you going to do?
Anybody seen the remote? How about the glasses? They're under the cushion. Oh,
you sat on them?
Yeah. Now they're bent.
You can't come over here anymore. I just got this. Can't have nice. Somebody go down to the movie theater and steal some 3D glasses.
And they're not cheap.
No.
Don't get them free. Not like you get, they're a box there. All right. California businessman says he's created a new game crossing bowling and billiards. What could possibly go wrong?
Ooh. That'll mess up the pool cue, won't it?
I'm telling you.
Sam Sparks.
Do you stand on the pool table?
Sam Sparks calls the new, we're going to find out together.
Okay.
Sam Sparks calls the new game Knockers.
Before you Google that, just listen very carefully.
Yeah, be careful.
I'm going to leave it right there.
K-N-O-K-K-E-R-S.
Oh, okay.
K-N-O-K-K-E-R-S.
Well, like people would remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like...
First thing that comes up on Google, and it is about that, because it says it's an entertaining and exciting game, but all it says is knockers are big fun.
Yeah, honey.
Just saying.
Yeah. So. Honey, Junior said he heard about this on the morning show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Boys were talking about knockers this morning. Yeah.
We're talking about that on Mix. But the game is played on a 15 by 30 foot table. Oh, yeah, there are a lot of entertainment facilities that's got enough space for that.
And want to make room.
Sure. 15 by 30-foot table with bowling-sized balls. Sparks believes the game will appeal to kids and grown-ups. Well, I bet they will. But, again, who's going to give up that much floor space? The entrepreneur says he is ready to manufacture the game on a large scale. I bet he is. The game for your backyard... Oh, it starts at around $39,000. Yeah.
That's it, huh?
They're going to be lining
up. Can I rent
up.
To own?
Yeah, Sam, they're going to be lining. Can you imagine that?
Mm.
$300 a week from now until. And we'd hate to have to come visit you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. I'm on their website. But they don't have any pictures.
What?
All it's just it, there is nothing on here that there is nothing here that I can find where I can find pictures. All it says is contact us to purchase or rent a Knockers table for your bar.
Yeah,
squeeze that into the chicken.
Yeah. Every bar is going to give up. Every bar is going to give up
450 square feet.
Sure, that 15 by 30, because there's no reason to think that you could get any more revenue out of that square footage than to have these bowling ball-sized balls rolling around there. And, oh, by the way, since this is the first time we've heard about this game, he admits the game can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, so you want to mix alcohol with that, too.
I think so. Says that he doesn't think getting smacked with one of the bowling balls would actually kill anybody. Now, we're talking, I guess, bowl. I thought they were just the size of bowling balls.
And it says here, players stand and walk on the felt to make otherwise billiards-type shots by bowling the cue ball.
Oh, that's stupid.
The table is about a foot and a half off the ground.
Oh, that's because, yeah, you can't lay it on your lawn.
It's safe.
Yeah.
Fast-paced and entertaining for others to watch.
Oh, it is not. Golly.
Well, we've given him 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
This is Jim Swift.